Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'll admit sometimes I'll get caught up in these social media stories and read too much into them and make something out of nothing because, I don't know, that's what we do. But this one, I feel like there's really something going on.
There's always something going on.
No, but really something going on with Odell Beckham Jr., and this is just the tip of the iceberg. Well, I thought things had calmed down at the end of the season.
The Rams can't afford him. The Rams have guys that they've got to pay. And, you know, he may be thinking Rams, but there's just no way.
Well, whether he ends up with the Rams or not, the fact that he is now gone to Twitter and basically said once again that he'd rather be somewhere else other than the Giants is something that the Giants are going to have to deal with.
I don't know if he's actually said that. I mean, I think he's intimated that with the emojis and stuff. But
I mean, he basically has. In 2019, that's what he has. He's done a passive-aggressive, cryptic tweet, which is basically the same thing as saying it 2019. And don't even try to tell me otherwise, because if you were Dave Gettleman or John Mara, you'd be livid right now. Livid with this, because this is not the first time he's done something like this.
You know what? If I'm anybody that is working with an NFL team anywhere, none of this surprises me. You know, you have to remember, you got 53 different personalities on a team.
So you're telling me
you got lunatics all over the league. You got people that are getting in trouble. You got people that, you know, are making bad decisions. I mean, there's a million things that you have to deal with on a daily basis.
So this is your star player you just signed to a mammoth extension who
I don't know. He's just
publicly now twice has questioned New York as a place he wants to be.
I know he's a wackadoodle. I know it. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, but you don't have to. If this is what he wants, then get him out of here then. I mean, seriously, if I'm Dave Gettleman, I'd say, all right, you won. You got it. You got what you want because I don't want to deal with this any longer. I don't know why you signed the extension. I don't even understand it. Was this your plan all along to get the money from us and then have us ship you off somewhere? I don't get it. But you've won.
Well, it may be why they wrote the contract the way they did. So if they do decide to trade him, it would obviously, you know, wouldn't be that financially disadvantaged to do so. But the Rams was – so what are the Rams going to give to the Giants for Odell Beckham Jr.? The 31st draft pick? You're not going to take that.
No, it would be more than that. I mean, it would have to be more than
that. By the way, I'm telling you, the Rams have the money.
All right. Well, see, to me, the specifics of him ending up on the Rams isn't the biggest part of the story.
I know that. It's him intimating that he'd like to go to the Rams
right.
is the story. I know.
This is now two times that he has gone public saying that he would rather be somewhere else than the Giants. I mean, I'm sorry. That is a terrible look for him and this organization. Then break up. Then go. Go your separate ways at this point.
It's like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. He's kind of like becoming Enes Kanter, but not as vocal as Enes Kanter.
Well, I mean, it's definitely a much bigger deal. I mean, Odell Beckham Jr., what he means to the Giants and Enes Kanter's time with the Knicks. I mean, it's
Enes.
Did you see that Enes Kanter could have went to the Lakers and he said no?
I did say I saw he ended up with the Trailblazers.
Enes would not cooperate.
Right.
I mean, LeBron would have him cut in two
detachable
seconds.
Enes.
We're trying to have a serious conversation.
Hey, Jerry, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
good morning.
How was the couch last night, all right?
It was wonderful for all of 90 minutes. Yes, it was
that
very good.
Got 90.
Got
wow.
got 90 minutes, yes. Right. It was
you know,
very
I'm
good.
Thinking about putting a saltwater tank in there.
Now, that would be awesome.
That's what we should do, right?
That 90 minutes would feel like 5 hours.
What do you think, Al?
100%.
You got the biggest office. You got plenty of room.
Yeah, I love that idea. It's got a filter in them. You don't
right.
have to change out the water.
No, you have to change out the water. I'm not going in there with you guys.
Twice a year.
It filters out.
There's filtration system.
And salt is a good cleansing.
Because otherwise, you'd be spending a lot of money on salt. It takes thousands of pounds of salt.
You don't need to do that.
Right.
Well, you guys pay. What I'll do is I'll bring the salt tank in, and you guys pay a monthly fee to be able to use it. How's that?
what's this monthly fee we're talking?
I don't know. What
Boomer's float tank.
Why not?
It's only about $30,000. You can get one in there. So
I could talk some sales guys into using it. They could pay for some of it as well.
No,
we don't need that.
No, that's why we have locks on the doors. Out.
Suck the salt off the nuts.
No, jeez.
Okay. I mean, that's after, yeah. It's fine.
By the way, did you hear Andrew Bogus yesterday?
I heard one segment, yes.
Little announcer voices, right, don't you think?
Yeah, but very good, though. Very professional.
That's what I'm saying. Way too professional for this show.
No, I thought he was good. Not at all.
I didn't say he was bad.
I liked him with Al. I caught that on the podcast part for the warm-up show. I listened to that. It was very good.
Did he announcer voice there as well?
No. I don't think he was announcer voice.
He kind of was.
Well, listen, I defended him all show yesterday.
But you're biased. You're like his buddy. Well, it's okay, and you should be protecting him, and you should be defending him.
I was also his colleague for 3 years, more than just a buddy.
Well, colleague, same thing.
So I learned a lot about him as opposed to making a snap judgment and then just trashing him on the show. So
I wasn't trashing him. I just said he has an announcer voice. That's all.
What would you rather have, though? Is it someone less professional?
Who talks like this?
Well, yeah, but Jerry wasn't here. So when Jerry's not here, we can't have Jerry when he's not here.
Well, CeeLo, I like CeeLo.
And he wasn't available either.
I mean, where the hell is CeeLo? What's he doing?
I don't know. He's not going to be around Monday either.
Where has CeeLo been?
I'm not sure.
He works somewhere else as a part-timer. He's got to pay his mortgage. I would say this. The roster got deeper yesterday.
Yeah.
Right?
Listen.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you're also upset another show over here.
Well,
I mean, that's another thing. You got to think of collateral damage.
Jimmy has gone and I don't care. Okay.
Taz is not happy.
Yeah, is this true?
Yes.
Really?
But he's not happy.
And I don't blame him. Okay. Like, you working with me or you working with them? Who you
But I thought
with?
He froze him out, though. Or is that over?
For coming over and doing the show yesterday?
No, he froze him out before. a long time ago. Yeah.
Why would you freeze out Andrew Bogus?
Because I don't know.
What do you get out of that?
He freezes out a lot of people. Apparently, I don't know. I mean, I'm not. It's not the way.
Now,
I
is he
going to
be all over Sergeant Slaughter when he comes in today? Or what?
I asked that. Apparently, Al says he likes him.
He does.
So
that's good.
No
that's
issues.
Good.
All right, great. But see, I can't talk to Taz. Today.
I mean, should we have like Taz come in here and talk to Sergeant
Slaughter?
I'm not sure.
Like Taz,
wrestler?
No. Taz said not do that.
That he used to send Sergeant Slaughter VHS tapes of his matches when Taz was not yet a professional.
Oh, I see.
Like when you sent Howard Stern your tapes,
I
trying
never
to get on the radio.
Never send Howard
sure
Stern tapes.
Did.
What did you do?
I did not. I would
send
not
letters.
No,
never once.
I never sent the Howard Stern a letter. No,
I sent Imus a letter once.
Did you?
I did.
How'd that go?
I don't know. I never heard back.
Never heard back.
How old are you?
13 maybe.
What'd you say in the letter?
Big fan of the show. Want to get in radio? Any advice?
When you were 13?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Well,
yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah. Wow.
You knew what you wanted.
The one thing I will say, though, you ended up having your own school and everything.
Wasn't a school, and we were shut down by the Board of Education. We had a little disagreement on what it was.
What the hell is it, then?
Kind of the way it went.
It was an academy.
Which I wasn't aware, by definition, means school.
Oh, really? Oh. Okay.
So the language was done poorly.
It was an institution.
Are you looking for a career in the field you love? Look no further. You have found the Jerry Recco School of Broadcasting.
No, not a school.
Here at the Jerry Recco School of Broadcasting,
not a school.
You'll learn from broadcasting legends, including morning show update superstar Jerry Recco.
You're smart, I'm not.
Gain experience and knowledge using state-of-the-art technology and technique.
This is fun.
But don't take it from me. Hear what this young lady and recent graduate has to say.
We love you, Jerry.
Oh, gross.
Conveniently located right next to a train.
A pleasure train.
Oh, the Jerry Recco School of Broadcasting.
Not a school.
It's not a school.
Thank you. And that pleasure train robbed all my equipment. The first day we opened.
Man.
That is true. I actually have people, Robbie Rosenhaus. You know him?
That's the guy you're hanging your hat on here? You're going to go
No, but I'm saying it's a guy that's been in the business now for a decade. You know Eddie Borsilli over at NFL Radio?
He's got a big job over there.
Yes, he does. Another one of my guys.
Right.
Not bad.
That's pretty good. He's actually like an executive producer over there, I think.
Did you give out like paper diplomas? What'd you give out?
No. Nothing like that.
Like a validation sticker or something?
I traded experience, Boomer.
Okay.
Exactly.
Maybe a validation sticker.
Unsure of your next career move?
Are you just stuck there with the stiffy?
Are you ready to be discovered?
Now look at me!
What if I told you there was an affordable program?
I'm cheap.
State-of-the-art equipment.
Strap it on.
Knowledgeable professor.
I know nothing.
I'm just mind stupid.
Encouraging you every step of the way.
You stink. You jackass.
The Jerry Recco School of Broadcasting.
It's not a school.
Learn from the very best.
I think there's nothing better than
move.
Because we're only here for one thing. Passion.
Give me the money. Cash. Money. Give me cash.
The
money.
Jerry Recco School of Broadcasting.
It's not a school.
Enroll today.
I heard that your most popular course was How to Deal with a Boss That Hates You 101, right?
My God. How many of them did he do? Thank God. Holy cow.
All right. Give us an update. We're late.
We are brought to you by the Ray Catino Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at a Ray Catino Service Center, first-class service at affordable prices. Beyond all this Beckham news, the Ravens reportedly did send Joe Flacco to the Broncos. You guys covered that. It looks like a fourth-round pick
will
be going back.
Yeah, that can't be official, I think, until March 13th.
League year starts. Is that why?
Yes.
So you do have that. Before we do the basketball, I'll give you a few quick ones here from baseball because it was the first of a lot of press conferences for the managers. We'll start with Aaron Boone. He says year one, he made a lot of friends.
The relationships I have within our organization, not just with our players, but you know, all the people in the front office, all the people behind the scenes.
He says,
well, you better win this year. Those relationships are over.
World Series, you're bust for sure.
We welcome that. We look forward to that. And hopefully this year we can get to the top of the mountain.
He says,
obey your master. Now,
Manny Machado remains unsigned. The White Sox do have a locker waiting for him should he accept their big offer. Of course, he doesn't want to, it seems like. He was reminded, Boone, that he had dinner with Machado. Thoughts there?
He's a great player and confident that he'll be a great player moving forward.
But where? That is the question. Does not look like it will be the Yankees. As for Mickey Callaway, he started lightly yesterday with David Lennon.
Did David get to go first? He climbed Mount Kilimanjaro this year. he should get to go first every day.
I didn't think so. Give me a chance to rest. Yeah.
There you go. So Mickey is Mickey is off and running. Any extra pressure now with the moves that the Broadster made?
I think there's always pressure. You know, David, I think, and we all welcome it.
A little declarative statement from the manager.
We are here to win. We are here to win.
That's what you want to hear. No, not that. One other one from him, which I thought was interesting. It came up that he was asked about looking over his shoulder with Jim Riggleman being on the bench.
We are lucky to have him, and I'm lucky to have him next to me in the dugout. So there's no threats there. I'm excited to have his knowledge sitting next to me in the dugout.
Now, he also spoke.
As Jim Riggleman's taping a gun to the toilet in the clubhouse.
You have to admit. You're talking to
the
Mickey.
Godfather?
You have to admit, though, talking to Mickey the other night, that was pretty.
He was a pretty good dude.
He's a very likable dude, man. Yeah, there's no question about that.
He spoke for 28 minutes yesterday.
That's enough.
I don't think they got to DeGrom, which I found interesting, until the 21 or 22 minute mark. So he said no concerns with DeGrom. He's going to come in and do what he always does.
Dry humping guys.
A lot of dry humping guys, yes. That does happen. Nets Cavaliers last night in Cleveland. Final game before the All-Star break for Brooklyn. Looked like they were going to lose in double overtime, but they got a huge shot to send it to a third.
Crabble inbound on the far side at the 28-foot mark. Gets it into Carroll out of the right side. Harris coming around. Carroll steps back, shoots a three. Good! He ties the game! At the horn!
That is Chris Carino, the call on the fan. And the Nets would wind up winning in three overtimes because D'Angelo Russell had a big third OT. 148-139, the final. Here was Kenny Atkinson. Russell had 14 of his 36 in that third OT. Was it the game plan to just keep feeding him the ball?
No, he's got the ball in his own hands.
Because I called one play, and it was for Joe, and he kind of waved me off.
Yeah, and it worked because he was superb in that third overtime. And the loss, Jordan Clarkson had 42. Nets at the break, 30-29 on the season. Meantime, another loss for the Knicks. They're 10-47. They've now lost 18 straight games, 126-111 of the Sixers. Joel Embiid had 26 points, 14 rebounds, 25 for Tobias Harris. Also of note from last night, Giannis Antetokounmpo, 33-19-11. Bucks beat the Pacers, 106-97. Pascal Siakam,
he had a
career high
game.
44 yeah. points last night. Raptors beat the Wizards, 129-120. Game-winning tip-in from Nikola Jokic. He had 20 points, 18 rebounds, 11 assists. Nuggets over the Kings, 120-118. Aaron Nola does get a four-year deal from the Phillies, $45 million. Rutgers beat Northwestern, 59-56. Seton Hall beat Georgetown, 90-75. NC State over Syracuse, 73-58. You got the Islanders in Columbus tonight. The Devils skate in Chicago. Both games, radio.com. And, hey, Mike from Richmond, happy birthday, you handsome son of a bitch. There you go, guys.
Look at that, Jerry Recco. Are you getting paid like the reality stars get paid to do this stuff?
No, but a big fan of the show in Richmond.
Yeah.
We were asked to say happy birthday.
Well,
he's
happy
from
birthday.
Richmond, so happy birthday.
You know, I was thinking about that. This is another thing that we could do, maybe some side income. If you see these reality stars, they get paid for personal messages.
No, is that true?
Yeah, so if you
Isn't
are
that what
a
Brett Favre did?
Yeah.
And got in trouble?
Yeah, that didn't work so well for him, though.
Right, yeah.
Right, so it's like for $25, you can get your favorite reality star or whatever show to say, hey, happy birthday, have a great day.
So. I think we'd get fired if we did that. So I'm not going to take any cash payment for it.
Hole,
no, but not using the show, but rather your own Twitter account, or you put up a little, you set up a business email, and you get the numbers, and you send the videos.
You get
out.
The digits, and you send. That would be kind of cool.
Like we did one yesterday for somebody who was having surgery.
Absolutely, but that was out of the goodness of our own heart. We're taking now this to the next level, and I could see Jerry out there. It's like in between his wins updates going, hey, happy birthday, Chrissy.
Happy birthday.
Sweet 16. Can you believe we're here?
I'm not so sure that I'll be doing that, but you never know. For $50?
Minko. So it's a bar mitzvah day. Congratulations.
Poor Mink.
And a mazel tov to you. All right. Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.